Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble. Mm-hmm. AJ's the king. But
thank you.
You never know. Sometimes we do very good, and maybe one of us won this week.
I hope.
Here is the best of this week.
I was sort of saying, my woman from Tokyo, she makes me sneeze.
You almost didn't make
That's
it
nice
through.
To know.
That was very borderline flubble.
I
reel.
Came through, though. I did.
Yeah, you made it.
That's the most important. Damn it.
Upper 50s to 60. Right now it's 34 in Guilford.
Oh, man.
But they'll sit there tossing. It's like, oh, we've got to put it back. That's only 8. Boy, own your hair. The 80s hair.
Johnny Rotten's wiener.
It's like an 80s metal collection. I mean, a new wave collection. Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Oh, well, we'll talk to you anytime you want.
Yeah, really, yeah. Just call us.
National Guard, yes.
Like, hey, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Talk to him.
And it moves.
So, Ashley, what do you want? Beefy crunch burrito. That's one that has the actual pieces of Fritos in it, like Flaming Hot Fritos, or Fritos and regular Fritos.
There it was.
There
it was.
And here we go.
Here we go. Some Ford model decided to walk out of the place and you'll get a cup of coffee or something like that. No. You know, like when you get into a fight, you take your shirt off, you take your wrist off, your wristwatch off, things like that, your jewelry. So, you know, she can't see and she's, you know, angry.
Crazy story. That they're hungry, but they're going to try to strangle you and then swallow you.
Well, chalk has two purposes. One for hopscotch, or two to draw around a body on the sidewalk if they get hit by a car, got shot dead or something.
The game that somebody pointed out. 99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. 95.9. Yeah, all right.
Got that one.
Go ahead.
Exactly. I'm just happy. Yes, wasn't
that's yeah. Right.
Nice people. Thank you.
You won.
Right.
The fact that I rode a bicycle, I got the saddle sores like a year and a half. Yeah, I know I fumbled, but hell, you did. But it was well. Oh,
even though.
There's Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and I don't know the other one.
That was a Google search.
And you just looked it up.
You betcha I did.
You looked it up.
That's right. He's back at night. The last person got the disease there. The virus vaccine there. He's got me so mad. Us, nothing. Absolute zip. Right? So all the Connecticut McRib lovers got screwed.
Between Meriden Road and Wolcott Road, causing about 10 minutes of delays. Hartford Healthcare's emergency departments are always open and safe. Yeah, click.
Like, well, I don't see Mom. I went to work and I kind of, you know, fooled around a little bit. I went to the gym and things like that.
Yeah.
And Mr. Robot's getting a lot of love.
Yeah, the Twitch chat room loved both of those.
When you say Mr. Robot's going to love it, tell him a different picture in my head. You know what I mean?
Stunt for Phil.
Then we'll put music to it. We'll put him up with a helmet. Just tell him the crash position.
Oh, right.
That'd be awesome.
We flew to Chicago. It's like an hour flight or whatever. He made sure that there was a case of Heineken on the beer.
You can have the 396 cubic, 396 cubic inch big block.
Matt and Danbury.
Boo.
This does not work.
Haven't had a mouse since. Kind of click it. Go ahead. Thank you.
Type CHAZ, Chaz in the code. That's the code. You type in the search bar there.
No. I'll warm it be more. I'll put him back in the microwave.
I'll warm it be more.
Yes. It's called being polite. Maybe you guys will look it up.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
That accident. A 95 northbound in Orange.
Were you just eating?
Has just been cleared.
That's why you'll never make it across country.
Yeah, I guess so. Right there. Yeah, scratch it off the wrist. Yeah.
The wrist. Scratch it off the list.
One of these days, they're going to find him with a pen lodged so far up his rectum, doctors can't pull it out.
No, it's not even me. I have a pen that doesn't click.
Oh, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Hang on a second. It may sound like I'm throwing this bell. So I guess I won again?
Of course.
I love when you get mad. When you get mad, I think we all win.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I think when you go under contract review, they just sit you in the office and they play this. Paul Bond from Long Island.
Paul!
He almost died.
What'd you do?
Paul, what happened?
What happened?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Paul's going to be part of the toy drive next week.
Yes.
Yes, I am. I'm proud to say that I'm alive to do it.
Yeah, so we were chatting on the phone about the toy drive next week, and I said, so how you doing?
He said, oh, by the way. Yeah.
And he said...
Well, I was helping a buddy we were doing scrap metal work. In other words, he had a yard full of scrap metal, and we were loading it onto a the bed of a truck. And the last load, it was a little heavier than most. So he got one of those, I don't know if you know what they are, they're called, it's a Bobcat type of truck that has those big plows, buckets in the front.
Yeah, Bobcat, okay. Yeah.
Paul, try talking into the mouthpiece.
He almost died. So.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, so, better. Yeah. All right.
So I'm pushing, okay, so we picked up the items, because they were heavy, the last items, in the Bobcat. And now we're moving toward the pickup truck. And the guy yells to me, hey, that big chest, it was like a big metal chest, okay? He goes, that would fit perfect in the middle of the back of the pickup truck. Put it in there so we can pull the tarp over so when we go to the scrap metal place, we don't have to have it wide open.
Yeah.
I said, okay. He didn't realize that jackass here went right in front of the plow part, the bucket, to try to guide it as he was driving because he still had the bucket in the up position.
So he can't see you.
He can't see me.
Oh, boy.
So now he's moving forward and lowers the bucket, and I'm in front of him, and he goes, get out of the way. I go, I can't. And I got pinned between the pickup truck and the plow, and now he hits what seems whatever brakes that it has, but it's going into my dad gut, slowly but surely pushing my flesh. I could feel the cold metal between.
Did you swallow the phone during all of this?
What happened?
You got to talk right into the mouthpiece, Paul.
I'm in the mouthpiece.
No, now you are.
All right,
okay.
All right, so yeah. So cold against your gut.
So this bucket starts coming up against your stomach.
Right.
So, yeah. So the bucket is now down and aiming at my stomach and hits it. He goes, get out of the way. I'm already pinned.
You can't get out of the way. Yeah.
get out of the way.
Right.
I'm looking at the guy driving it, who I know knows this machine better than anybody. He's been using it for 25 years. Okay?
Right.
And I see the panic in his face. Now I'm being pinned and I feel the steel going in. I know I'm about to be severed, and I'm being lifted off the ground. I'm screaming like my last breath. I'm looking at him going, I'm going to die.
Like Quentin the boat. Right.
He threw it in reverse, but it has what's known as forward momentum.
Yeah.
Which means it doesn't stop immediately on a dime.
Right, yeah.
Now, it finally did stop as my feet were off the ground and I was screaming within an inch of my spine. And I fell down onto the ground as it backed up. And it's funny because I'm working with, I was, helping him with the Spanish kid. He goes, Papa, are you okay? I go, when did I give birth to this guy?
Just now.
Hi, my Dios. Check your pants. You gave birth to something.
He squished you so hard, he gave birth.
I know. I felt like it was a tube of toothpaste being squeezed for the last drop.
Right.
I hit the floor and I didn't go to the hospital. I'm such a jackass.
You should have checked your internals, yeah.
Yeah, but it hit below my rib, but above everything else, the spleen, kidney, all that stuff.
He's farting out his mouth now.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a high pitch to it. Yep.
My breath is horrendous. so anyway, yeah, so I got an x-ray last Monday, and it turned out I have a cracked rib. I have a fractured rib.
Wow.
And
but listen how it got fractured.
So this is thank you. This is the punchline. I was pushed. My flesh was pushed in my stomach so far.
The bucket wasn't anywhere near his ribs.
Oh, really?
It wasn't anywhere near my rib that it pulled the muscle off the rib and proceeded to fracture it.
Ah, gross.
He got squeezed so tight,
right,
that the skin pulled down and cracked the rib.
Did your head get really big at the time?
like a frog.
Dolls?
Yeah, like you're squishing a frog in your hand.
You know those dolls that like your eyes pop out for stress?
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the crash test dummies.
The Paul doll.
Yeah, the eyeballs come out.
Screaming.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
That's how bad I was screaming. I was looking at him going, he knows I'm going to die. Or I don't know if I'm going to die. I felt like it was in that movie Final Destination where those people survived something they shouldn't have and they die in those freaky ways.
Right. The only one I remember from that movie is the kid who walked in front of the bus.
Yeah, that they showed that scene on TV all the time, yeah.
Yeah, there was one where the bridge was collapsing and all the kids made it over to the other side of the bridge and got off. And then they all started dying and freaking away.
Yeah.
I don't remember being
the first
in this
one
movie.
Was the airplane. They missed the plane.
Right.
And they were supposed to, you know,
be on
it.
Yeah, he's got a premonition.
Right.
Right.
And that's all I remember
watching that video at home is I replayed that bus scene a million times just to see how they did it.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly. Like, flawless.
Yeah, first of all, moving that fast. That's amazing.
Right, that's true. That's what really struck me.
Right,
it's like, wow, a bus actually in a hurry.
An express bus. Look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
Did you ever see the one with the log truck?
No.
Oh, that whole scene. You just look up the scene. Just Final Destination log truck.
Okay.
Just watch that scene.
Let me write that down.
I think Paul Bond had a log truck.
Yeah. You never saw that one?
There was a log truck under Paul.
So I am happy to say I'm able to even talk to you about
this.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Oh, my God, Paul. What the hell?
To celebrate.
My feet were up in the air dangling and I'm
were they
screaming.
Kicking?
I wasn't kicking. I just was more in shock.
Right.
And you thought it was your last moment, right?
Right.
You have to think that this is it.
I tell wiener jokes for a living and I'm going to die this way.
Right.
Paul, I don't mind dying on stage once in a while.
There is a joke there somewhere.
You should have told one last joke or sang a parody song.
It's being lifted into the air. I didn't even get a McRib.
I was going to say, celebrate your fractured rib with a McRib.
Yeah. There you go.
I have a fractured McRib. Thank you very much.
We're glad you're okay.
Yeah, man.
We'll talk to you next week during the toy drive.
Stop doing work.
Okay. I did send some Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Some of them are not arable because I know you have a podcast. So you pick your choice.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Casual. Thank you.
Then you do this cat rescue thing, right?
Yes.
We'll talk about that next week.
Awesome.
All right, brother.
All right, brother.
Okay, thank
glad
you,
you're still
man.
Here. Glad love you, man. Okay.
No kidding.
Comedian Paul Bond. Robert and Clinton.
I was working 10-hour days, the hour drive up and back, and I was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And on the way home, I fell asleep at the wheel. And I ran off the road, hit a telephone pole. Wires came down. They were underneath the vehicle. Started the truck on fire while I was inside.
Damn.
And I sat there for a couple seconds waiting, you know, for the fire department to come. And I knew that they weren't going to get there in time. So I had to jump out away from the vehicle before I burnt to death.
Wow. It's like a James Bond moment.
You can't step out, because if you step out, you ground yourself.
Exactly,
you get
right.
electrocuted.
You got to leap far away from the vehicle.
You can't have one foot on the vehicle and one foot on the ground.
Faster doing the broad jump really comes in handy, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I had, you know, do I die burning to death or electricity? Electricity is a lot quicker.
Yeah. I'll take my chance at broad jump.
Yeah, I think if I had my choice on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a big pop.
At least
and
I had a
smoke,
chance.
And my shoe is smoking.
Right, yeah.
And it's over.
Right, yeah.
And I'm up in heaven like, where's my shoe?
With a really bad hairdo.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
See that? You saved your own life. That's awesome.
Well, first you could have died hitting the pole. Then you could have died in the fire. Then you could have died getting out of the vehicle.
Yeah, trifecta going on there.
Wow. Right. How long ago was that?
This was just last April.
Oh, last April.
Oh
my God.
Wow. Recent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did this happen during drive time or sounds like overnight?
No, I was driving home. It was about like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
You probably report somewhere.
You're a part of a traffic report somewhere.
Exactly, yeah.
It must have made the news.
Not on a back road. Not on a back road.
That'd be some kind of news.
Had to be a news story somewhere. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're okay, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was in the news, but, I mean, on the paper.
Right. Holy crap. That's incredible. Well, you're lucky to be alive. Thank you, man.
That was a headline story.
Yep.
All right.
Nope. Holy crap, it's incredible.
Thank you, Robert. Bill in Stanford.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Bill.
Bill.
How you doing? So 2 years ago, coming up, I got hit by a car while I was riding a bicycle without a helmet on.
Oh.
Yeah. I tried.
How old are you?
I am 35.
Okay. And you were out exercising? Yeah. Or is that your transportation? Oh, my God. I hope you didn't get hit right then. That would be
Hello?
The worst.
Bill?
Bill?
Hello?
Bill, you're in a bad cell area. Damn it. You got hit by a car on a bicycle. So was that, were you out for exercise? Yeah, that's a tough
one. Now.
Damn it. All right.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bill.
Ah, Bill, sorry, man. Bad connection. Cody.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
hey,
thanks.
So when I was in the Army, I was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you very much.
By the way, 82nd Airborne, badass.
Yes.
I appreciate it. I love what I did. So my last jump in the Army, it was going to be my last one. I had, like, I think it was my 18th jump. I was floating down, and the guy below me, you know, he floated below me with his parachute. And what that'll cause to happen is it'll take your air. Your parachute will kind of collapse, and you'll start free falling faster than you obviously want to.
Whoops.
So I was falling down, and luckily I passed him, and my chute recaught it there, probably, I don't know, 100 feet, you know, a couple hundred feet above the ground. It didn't catch fully, but it was enough to slow me down so I didn't die. But I hit the ground pretty hard. That was not a fun jump, and I hit the ground, and I was pretty happy that was my last one.
Wow.
You ever, like, land in a chimney?
That could have been literally your last one.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Wow.
It was a great, time being airborne, but I was glad that was it.
I'll bet that you blew out so much air, you reopened that parachute.
A different kind of air, like a warm air.
Warm air.
Right, 98.6 degrees.
It looked like a hot air balloon.
Right, something funny.
Oh,
about
my goodness,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, knocked him out.
You know what? Did you say when I get out?
Yeah, when did you get out?
It was 2017.
Wow. So not that long ago.
No.
Not that long ago, no. And I almost got a chance to meet you guys last week. I'm actually in the New Haven Electrical Union now, working in Wallingford on the solar project. And we go to that marketplace for breakfast and lunch every day for break.
Oh,
I'm the new guy, so I go pick everybody else up their break. So I didn't get a chance to talk. I was in a hurry, but it was cool, you know, at least see you guys set up there.
That would have been great to meet you.
Seriously.
Thank you so much for your service.
I would say drop in,
Absolutely.
Buddy.
Oh, man. So glad that story ended the way it did.
Yeah.
Yep. Same. I got to get back to work here, but it was great talking to you guys.
Thank you. You too.
You got to be safe.
You too.
It'd
be cool if you go right through a chimney. Like pinpoint where you can land. Do like a Santa suit.
You keep going back to this one.
I know, because it's funny.
Right. Huh.
I'm just picturing him dressed like Santa. How cool would that be to have Santa come down
Santa
your chimney?
Santa stuck in the chimney.
Well, no, because he's in shape because, you know, he's airborne. But
So he goes all the way down
all
the
way
chimney
down, you know, just
and comes out the fireplace.
Bust out presents. How you doing?
So he's in the Army. Why would he be dressed as Santa with presents?
To surprise the enemy.
Okay.
Had to think of everything.
Okay, here's the mission.
Right.
Got my pointer here.
Operation, let's surprise him at Santa.
Right.
How do we get down there? Parachute, of course.
Exactly. Everybody loves Santa. Even
just
Taliban.
When you go into that chimney, keep your arms by your side.
Even the Taliban.
Get messy.
Even the Taliban are like, no, Santa.
Right. Santa?
Santa.
You hand him a present. Tick, 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 tick. What clock?
What could it be? Right.
Not
you
a
see,
clock.
You see a sandal just land somewhere.
Awesome.
Mine.
Nothing?
Thank you. You have a picture in your head.
Chris in Milford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So about 13 years ago, there was a period of time where I was having trouble keeping food down. Like, I'd eat a meal, and, like, it would just come up, like, not digested. It was making no sense. and it was happening more frequently. So one night I'm sitting in bed, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and I start getting stomach pain. And I'm thinking maybe it's gas pain. It's going to come out the other end. I'll be all right.
Right.
Well, it kept getting worse and worse, and it started feeling like a knife was stabbing through my stomach. So I ended up going.
Where was your wife
ended
at
up
this time?
Going to,
go ahead.
Hiding.
Was I? I wasn't married then.
All right, it was a joke. All right, go ahead. AJ could do a guy dressed as Santa going down a chimney, but I can't do a wife and a knife. All right, go ahead.
Wife and a knife. Like right. That. It's like a Dr. Seuss book.
Man, I can't believe I didn't catch that. Anyway, the hell's wrong with me? Anyway, so I end up going to the hospital after going to the walk-in. They're like, there's something wrong. You got to go. So I went to the hospital. And they brought me in right away. And come to find out, my intestines, they were twisting, which is called intussusception, which is something that happens with like either young babies or the elderly. It doesn't happen often in young adults.
You're getting hard, yes.
So I was in that category.
Wow.
They were twisting, but then they lodged themselves into my colon and were trying to basically push out of my body, like digest out of my body.
They're like, we're out of here.
Let's twist again like we did last summer. Yeah.
I probably grossed out a lot of people this morning. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's a good way to
get
end.
In there.
No McRib now. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go.
They said if I didn't get in there, I could have been dead in 24 hours. It was the craziest operation ever. I took out a foot and a half of my intestine.
A foot and a half. Now it's hanging around your rearview mirror.
That's twisted.
Yeah. And then real quick, it's like 7 years later, it started to happen again, and they took me to the hospital. The same thing was starting to happen to me. I was going to have to get operation again.
Damn.
And then it went back into place, and I ended up not having to get it. They couldn't even explain how it happened. They had all these doctors coming from everywhere.
They were in shock.
All right, thank you, Chris. Clearly, they gave you a lot of caffeine.
Yes, they did.
Bad news yesterday out of Hartford. Hartford St. Patrick's Day parade canceled.
Boo.
It's December.
Yeah, I know.
Parade was set for March 13th. You know, people sometimes actually plan things.
Right, so they're thinking ahead.
Got it.
Not even going to put this in the budget.
Yeah. I think this is when you start writing out checks. You start getting permits.
Yeah. So why bother?
This is when...
you can't be sure it's going to happen.
The bands need to know, are we renting buses?
Right, because last year they canceled everything last second, and all that stuff was all planned.
Well, nobody knew.
Yeah.
Everybody was, corned beef was ready to go. Green beer was in the kegs.
We had a bunch of appearances we were supposed to do. We didn't do.
I was in a restaurant March, 14th.
Yeah, you were like one of the last restaurant people.
It was, they're spraying the menu.
Uh-huh.
Laminated menus.
Right.
Yeah.
Spraying your food.
Yeah. It was you get that feeling like, I probably really shouldn't be here right now.
Right.
Yeah.
The waitress looks frightened.
So last year, they didn't have a choice. The 16th, March 16th.
Yep.
We shut the state down.
Click, like a switch.
How many the bad visual would be just this mountain of corned beef.
Right.
That went into garbage. Like if we said every restaurant, you need to throw out your corned beef right here.
Right. But poor cat would have nothing.
Corned beef mountain.
Yep. Corned beef mountain.
Yeah.
Was that someone Neil Young? Gonna live on corned beef mountain. Yeah, tons of pie spices, lots of cabbage. Gonna live on corned beef mountain. Lots of beer on corned beef mountain. Yellow stream, sir, not a fountain. Gonna live on corned beef mountain. Gotta go.
Right, the backup singer can literally be...
Backup.
Backup.
They're backing up, all right. Woo! Neil, what the hell?
Yeah.
Save all that, make it into a corned beef hash.
You made Neil Young sound like a thespian.
Thank you.
Like the most whining voice on the planet.
I gave it a shot.
You did a nice job for
him. Thank you.
The parade was set for March 13th, 2021. Quote, this decision was not made lightly, and we have that blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Basic press release stuff. So very sad.
Sad.
Now, the people who break windows and steal purses out of cars, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Seriously. Right. Got another source of income here. Yes.
Like this is a ripple effect.
Right. Exactly. Now, do they get a stimulus check?
I need a stimulus check over here because I can't break into the people's cars and get the stuff.
What about me?
Yeah. My flat screen TV I was going to buy at Walmart with your credit card.
That's right.
How am I supposed to do this now because you took away the goddamn parade, you bastard?
Right. Now I can't go to Walmart and get my flat screen.
Damn it.
Damn it.
What am I going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You are. You were talking to the gadget guy.
Yeah. Well, you got a Princess Di Beanie Baby, so.
Yeah.
How many years ago were we on The Whale? I was wanting a flat screen, and I remember we went to the parade.
Yeah.
We made the mistake of making it obvious we were putting the purse in the back.
Were you yelling?
I didn't think people would be watching.
Hon, put your purse in the back of the vehicle.
Like a vulture flying over an wounded animal. And we put it in the back of the car because, you know, leaving it in the car wouldn't be safe.
Should have left them in the hood.
Right. Would have been easier. I wouldn't have had a broken window.
Exactly right.
We come back. The window's broken. The purse is gone. And
did you know immediately? Like, you had to see the broken window and you're like, yep, know exactly what they took already.
Son of a.
Yeah.
That's a terrible feeling.
Did you yell, I kill you?
In the parking lot?
Well, we had the purse in the way back with that little slide over the SUV.
They won't look under this thing.
They'll never go back there. Yeah, it was gone.
The further you park, the worse.
Minutes of that happening, the guy who got the credit card went and got gas, which is good because you don't want to run out of gas when you just
get out of the library. Yeah, no.
And then went right to Walmart.
I would.
And bought a flat screen.
They actually have discounts for that.
I still haven't purchased a flat screen.
There's a Black Friday stolen credit card sale going on at Walmart right now. That's right. Now your credit card, no problem.
Well, they caught the guy.
Thank you, Mrs. Nussbaum.
And no one at Walmart thought to say, you know, you don't look like a Jennifer.
Right.
Can you show me an ID?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to put down my nail file to do that.
They don't check anymore. Mine even has like a little picture in the corner of me, but it's before I even had a beard and I'm not wearing glasses in the picture. And they're never like looking at me and like looking at the picture.
Really?
Nope.
And yet they look at my damn receipt every single time on the way out.
Well, you look like a criminal.
I guess I look shifty, don't I?
It was very difficult to travel with you on Long Island right after 9/11.
Oh, my God. You abandoned me one time.
Happened.
I didn't want to be detained.
we're walking through the parking lot. We're getting ready to do a 9/11 fundraiser
thing.
This
is a different time where anyone who looked like they could be from the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially Long Island, where you could basically look left and see the smoke.
Yep.
Everybody looked at you.
Right.
Like, you could be one.
I remember we parked the vehicle. We're walking up the aisle in the parking lot, and a Suffolk County cop is kind of cruise the parking lot. And all of a sudden, he stops and backs up. I go, "What's he want, Chaz? Chaz?
Chaz?"
You're 3 miles over, away from me.
I don't want to be
like,
put in
what are you doing?
The back of some Fed van and you, not seen for days.
You claim someone had to bail me out.
That's right.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Because September, I still had my tan going on. My hair was long and I had a goatee.
Yeah, you didn't look good.
No.
No, that was...
yep.
No, I mean, you didn't look good.
I didn't look the bail. I looked the part.
No, I mean, you didn't look good.
Thank you. He said what he meant. I was trying to save my own feelings, but appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. No, you look great.
Yeah.
All right, so no Hartford Parade, and I'm guessing the New Haven.
Like, Chaz. How did you run that fast without making a sound? You were like a ninja.
It was like three giant hops.
Oh, my God. Please continue.
Yes. So I'm guessing New Haven won't be far behind, right?
No, they can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bummer.
COVID's ruining everything.
Damn it.
Yeah, the nice thing, though, is that there is end in sight, right?
Yes. I mean, vaccine's coming.
Can you imagine if they still are in the lab scratching their heads like, we don't know what the hell to do. We're baffled here.
Yeah. You're right.
You don't want to scratch lower the white lab coats.
What sucks about this news, though, is like for me, it's a full year now. It's a full year of just dealing with this. It just puts it all in perspective, you know, because it's in a way it still feels like March was yesterday.
Yeah,
time stopped.
Yeah. Now here we are at the year mark.
Getting deep here.
It's a bummer, man.
I don't remember
just
it in December. I remember it being over in China, and I remember my niece texting me, what do you think of this virus thing? I'm like, I don't know how to spell that, but it
was, do you remember? March 17th, remember? Oh, do you say, do you remember? March 17th, do you remember?
Go back to corned beef, man.
I was thinking of a comedy song for that, you know?
For what?
I don't know. We're just reminiscing about the whole COVID thing when it all started and whatnot.
I like corned beef.
You could just write it down, make a note, and then work on it later.
Gonna move to Corned Beef Mountain.
There you go. It's Chaz and AJ News, the musical.
Thank you.
We may have found the worst person in Florida.
That's possible.
Around 6 o'clock on Sunday, a 7-year-old boy was outside playing his brand new electric scooter.
Scooter.
Now, in Connecticut, we say scooter, but in Florida, they say scooter.
There's not scooter. That's a scooter.
They had the little Y there.
Hot damn.
Between
right.
The C and the O.
Slayer, scooter. No scooter.
So he's a new electric scooter. Pay attention, squirrels. We're near the road.
Yes.
And the toy happened to catch the eye of someone driving down the road, and they pull a quick U-turn. They come back, and they steal it.
Wow.
Here's a local report from Fox 13 Tampa Bay.
Here in the North Lakeland community of Remington Oaks.
Everybody looks out after everybody.
Neighbors are more like family.
They got 6 kids in that house. There's 2 in that one, 2 in this one.
So when something bad happens to one of them, especially a child, it's a crime against all of them.
This just makes me mad a little bit.
Sunday, around 6 p.m., a 7-year-old boy was outside playing his brand new electric scooter near the road.
He just got it, and... He read it every single day.
The toy?
He read it.
He done read it every single day. It. That's right. That's how I ride things over here.
I've seen him done read it.
Yep. He done read it everywhere. He done read it on the sidewalk, everything. In his living room. Nag is a Jaybird.
Wouldn't that hurt?
It's a 1972 Ray Stevens song.
That's right. Here it comes. Look at it.
It still works today, though.
There it goes. Look at it.
All right, go ahead.
He read it every single day.
The toy happened to catch the eye of an envious driver who made a quick U-turn and came back to snatch it.
He watched the lady get out of the vehicle.
Hold on.
Vehicle.
I appreciate people who use fancy words. I'd say car or SUV.
Yeah. Right.
Vehicle.
Right, vehicle.
Vehicle.
Well, the cops always saying, step out of your vehicle, sir.
Got to stress the H.
That's where I learned how to say vehicle.
That's right.
All right, keep your hand. We're going to see him step out of the vehicle, sir.
That's right.
Not a car, it's a vehicle.
That makes sense.
Right.
Put it in there and drive away.
The white SUV speeds off, trailed by the screams of the distraught little boy.
This is the worst. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Distraught little boy.
This is why I'll never be a god, because I would have taken that car and just crushed it.
Well, I was like shaking it first until a scooter came out, and then crushed it like a beer
right.
can.
That's right.
And I crushed like a
shake.
Right.
There's the scooter. Okay.
Now I'm going to crush like a PBR.
Now I'm going to crush it, and I'm going to punt it.
Right. That's right.
Into the sun.
Yeah.
Right. And it's going to go poof. Hey.
You must die.
Look out. No more vehicle.
Leave no waste.
Yeah.
See how it just burnt up like that real good?
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
You know what? Even a heartless person, like the worst person, taking the scooter, like, I'm going to get this scooter for my kid. Oh, let's go back a second. What person driving down the road would see a scooter and say,
I'm opportunity. Right.
Chris, my kid would like that.
Done. The first thing that pops in your head is
mine.
Right.
That kid can't take me.
I need that scooter vehicle.
Mine.
Turns around, grabs it, taking off, and then you hear the kid scream, and you still keep going.
Right.
Ugh.
I'm going with Ashley on this one.
What? What'd I do?
No, that type of person.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
In seconds, the driver and the scooter were gone.
I really, really hope that she looks back and sees what she did to that little kid, because it really was hard watching him run.
Neighbors, disgusted by the crime, wonder.
Just wish I was down there.
Who steals a toy from a child? The Grinch
is
a fictional...
What the hell is that?
Showing a scene from The Grinch where he's got the magnet and he's taking all the nails out of the stockings over the fire.
I was returning a whole bunch of bottles on my vehicle. I'm going to buy a kid new scooter.
Scooter.
The Grinch is a fictional character. Sounds like...
That's just the J.D. balls rolling the back
like
of a truck.
The suspenders on the pants are about to go.
Yeah, why did they put the sound in there? You could just show the image.
That's right. Grandma's false teeth.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't...
I thought they were
Grandma
hammering in
false
a wanted
again.
Poster.
Yes. Oh, okay, there you go.
Right.
The Grinch is a fictional character, but this one is
Thanks
quite
for
real.
Me.
Described as a woman,
I
possibly.
I thought that green cartoon was the perpetrator.
I mailed him a Christmas card.
I like the part when he slithers on the floor. I thought that was totally real.
That was right. Awesome, yeah.
Clearly, that's why he needs a scooter, because he can't walk.
When he stinks, stank, stunk. Yeah.
When he throws the whole tree right up the chimney.
Stink.
I've seen someone stank. Do that.
Stunk.
Described as a woman, possibly in her 30s, with shoulder-length brown hair.
Hold on. I forgot it was me.
Wow.
Thank you. Defense rest.
The first thing they said would have been bangs if it was Ash.
Yeah.
Bangs, well, some teeth. Woman in a vehicle with bangs and teeth. And
bangs, teeth, and a Disney shirt.
Right.
And for some reason,
all
she was
Florida.
Wearing 14 different scarves.
Right. And dirty
she must
socks.
Have been cold.
Right. Her socks were so dirty, I heard them on the pavement.
What happened?
I was headed home from the firehouse last night, headed down Thompson Road at about 10:30. And I thought I had a large bear in the road in front of me until it turned sideways and I saw the white stripe and realized the cows were out.
Oh.
So I got out of my truck, chased one off the road, and then I could hear splashing.
Oops.
And I knew there was no pond there, and I realized instantly what it was. It was there were three more cows up there, and one of them had walked out onto the cover of an in-ground swimming pool and went through the cover and was hung up in the cover in the deep end of the swimming pool. Stuck.
Oh, was he okay? Couldn't move.
He was hopping around. He was trying to get out of it. Obviously, he didn't like being there. And
no, nobody
you
knows.
Can imagine.
It's cold.
A 1,200-pound cow makes a heck of a splashing sound.
It does. Cannonball, the ultimate cannonball.
Yeah,
like a root beer float at the float.
Is that a gunite pool or a liner pool?
Thank God it was a gunite pool.
Oh, there you go.
It wasn't a liner. If it was a liner pool, it would have been empty really quick.
Yeah, but that cover shot.
Okay, so now what do you do?
Done.
It's dark. And there's a cow in a pool.
Right.
So I got a hold of the owners from Percy Thompson Meadows, and told them we had the cow in the pool, and then dispatched the fire department for an animal rescue, knowing that at that time of the night. If I had dispatch tell them that we had a cow in the pool, we'd get a large turnout because everyone would want to see that.
Of course.
And
it's Bethlehem.
Yeah, it is. Right. And we did. And, you know, we had the guys come down and we put three guys in cold water rescue suits and they got in the pool. And then we had cut all the covers, straps on the cover, cut the cover in pieces and then pull it off. Then the cow started swimming laps in the pool.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Now it's in great shape.
Backstroke's awesome.
Yeah. So our guys chased the cow around the pool till we could get him towards the stairs in the shallow end. And then we got ropes and strap behind them and just helped basically pull them up the stairs. They're not really made to climb stairs.
Did you tell him off after
wet.
That? You know?
Yeah, he got out, looked at us, just walked away with his two buddies, and then walks back up to the farm next door, slipped his way through the fence, and just walked away from us like nothing happened.
Wow. Like, yeah, I'm going to go back home. Yeah,
exactly.
It was actually better over there. I thought it would be cool out here. Not so cool.
If we want ice milk, they got over there.
Fortunately.
That liner, you don't think that liner was strong enough to grab? Like you couldn't grab that liner and just pull it up with a crane or something? Or you didn't have access to it? You couldn't put a crane back
We didn't have access to it. No, it was well up in the backyard.
Oh.
And, you know, and the homeowners weren't home, which I think in this case is fortunate.
They there you go.
Look out in the back.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them anything. Just watch this surprise. What the hell happened to the pool?
Why is there all this milk?
It looks like a horn over here. What the hell is that over there?
Was it a milk cow or a beef cow?
No, it was a beef cattle.
Yeah?
It
was it shrinkage? Cow. Yeah. Just curious.
Well, the pool water isn't very clean right now either.
Oh.
It wasn't happy to be in there.
Oh. Yeah, voice of displeasure.
All right.
At his butt. Right. At his butt.
Wow. How long from the beginning of that ordeal to when the cow gets out?
It took us about 45 minutes to get him out.
Not
mean, he's heavy. And even with six or eight guys pulling. It was tough to get him out.
You ever try to get a drunk friend out? Forget about it.
No, that's pretty good. Half, yeah. I thought you were going to say hours, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot better than the horse earlier this year. The cow was a lot easier.
Yeah, you got to keep animals out of the pools over there.
Why.
Yeah. Maybe put a sign up, no animals in the pool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad we found him. You know, a dead end road like that, if he hadn't happened, one of them hadn't happened to walk out in front of me, it would have been pretty ugly in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been exhausted at that point.
Or dead.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it all worked out. It was just, you know, one of these things when you become chief in a little town, things you don't expect to have happen, but you never know.
Huh.
Fortunately, a lot of our guys are used to animals, so.
Huh.
Well, it wasn't. I know you guys still talk about it, and when I was up in that area, it was, you know, the people population just took over the cow population.
Right.
There were more cows than people in Bethlehem.
Right.
You know, you should send a special forces crew from Bethlehem up to Plymouth to help them with that beef.
I was going to say, put a pool up.
Put a pool up.
The beefalo goes to the pool. Boom. Done.
Right, done.
That's what we're missing.
Yeah, apparently pools attract cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it was fortunate the guys were able to, they're not intimidated by it. You know, we had three dairy farmers that were there with us that are members of the fire department. So, most of our guys aren't intimidated to jump in next to something that size and just, you know, push them along.
Yes. The farmer should give you that cow and you should have a firehouse barbecue.
No.
Aw, they saved them.
Stop.
Make him a mascot.
Yeah,
he's a fire cow.
It is a beef cow, so eventually.
Oh, wow. I just got a text. I know whose cow that is.
Whose?
Yes, you know.
Kenny and Dana.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
I texted John Gee. I was like, is that your cow? He texted back, it's Kenny and Dana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst part. It's my nephew's niece's cow.
Well, it's nice and clean. It's nice and clean now, so no need to wash it.
He got a wash. Yep.
Exactly
right.
That's right.
He's nice and clean.
Right. The pool water hoover.
All right, Chief. Nice job. Thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it. We normally have Boss Keith in the studio.
Right.
But we're under strict lockdown protocols here. It's like a last man, last survivor. What's it called?
Like Survivor. No torches.
Right. What do they call that? The designated survivor, right? So when they do the, when the president does his, what's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus Christ. There's like five people here. No one's going to help me.
No, no. I don't really talk about it. I know you.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called.
Designated survivor.
Right.
No, but State of the Union address.
Oh,
everyone goes except for one person.
Oh, okay.
They're in a bunker.
Right. In case something happens to all of them.
A nuke drops.
Right.
There's one person.
Right. Usually that person dropped a nuke, yes.
Right. So we're all separated now. So
right.
If one of us gets COVID, the whole show doesn't get shut down. We
right.
send that person home.
Right.
Yeah. So Keith is on the phone now. Where right. are you, from your office?
Yeah, but I think this is stupid. I could come there and infect you. That's fine. I'll just be in the studio with you, and then you just go home, and the other clowns all just stay there. I think it's fine. I hate being in my office.
Wow.
Are we the clowns, by any chance?
You're the clowns.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You all travel one car, apparently, yes.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Boss Keith's Top 5. Thanks, Lincoln Tech.
It's sponsored now.
Look at that.
Fancy.
Wow. And we just started as a joke.
You're more valuable now.
Wow.
Right. I've made it to the big time. Look at you. Me.
Sponsorship.
Clearly, they've never listened to this segment.
No, that's my thought. Right. So did they go out to Lincoln Tech and say, yeah, we got this bit. Here, let's play it for you.
Right.
It was you screaming for 10 seconds. And Lincoln Tech said, yeah. That sounds good.
We're going to go
I'll
with
buy
it.
That.
We're going to run with it. Yeah.
I'll give you money for that.
We'll run with that, yes.
Sure.
There is no way that they played a version of this. Like, here, let me play you last week's. I mean, there's no chance that happened.
Yeah,
they'd be like, no, is there anything else we could sponsor?
They probably described it or something.
Or Lincoln Tech said, yeah, if you don't go to technical school, you'll end up like this guy.
Oh, see? There you go. They put that angle.
What not to be.
Actually, this is what not to do.
Don't be this guy.
Come to our school.
Don't be this guy.
Don't be this guy.
Well, thank you, Lincoln Tech.
Pay attention, you got to yell about tater tots to the world.
And what's good about this is now you're like forced to do this segment forever, I guess.
Well, you've been wanting to not do it for about 2 years.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm running out of things to be mad about. At least the good news is so many terrible things have happened this year that I've come up with new material. But next year we're going to be back to like Keith's favorite movies or whatever.
You'll never run out.
I don't know.
And what is this week's top five?
Okay, so here are the top five things that I just want straight answers on. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Number five, if things are going to shut down, if they aren't, and when? So all day, every day, I never know what's true about this. So yesterday, the governor's on your show and says we aren't shutting down. But Wednesday, he's on with your girlfriend Renee there and says he's going to shut down from Christmas to New Year's.
Who's
so
Renee?
What's real?
What?
Oh, Renee up at HCM?
In Hartford. Oh, so that
sarcastic.
Was Wednesday.
Right.
He's on with her Wednesday and says, yeah, probably Christmas to New Year's we're shutting down. And then yesterday he's on with you and says we're not shutting down. And then I go to the kooks on my Facebook who think like we're getting shut down every 3 minutes, and I never know what's real. He should make a decision and not be allowed to change it. I don't care what happens. It's either yes or no forever.
The next time he's on, we're going to conference call you in.
Just for the audio.
Good. I have real thoughts. He should want to talk to me. I'm a constituent or whatever.
They probably label you a threat, but okay.
Number four, movies. I realize this sounds stupid, but movies are important. It's my favorite thing in the world, and now I have no idea when new ones are coming out. So yesterday, Warner Brothers said all the movies in 2021 are going to come out on HBO Max and in the theaters at the same time. But I don't have HBO Max, so is that another $14 so I can see, like, Wonder Woman 1984? Like, when are the movies going to be right again? I need that information. They pushed the Oscars back to April, like, because there's no movies. The whole thing's stupid.
Do you sleep at night?
No.
I didn't think
movies
so.
Are important. They relax me.
I didn't think so, man.
How can you relax?
What are your top three movies that you wish would have come out but didn't?
Well, the big one was the Ghostbusters reboot was supposed to be out in the summer.
That right. was your number one.
Yeah, I was fired up. The Top Gun sequel, I was super fired up to see that. And Black Widow, because I just think Scarlett Johansson's like the best.
And when you say
the best. The hottest.
Yeah.
The hottest person, like, in America. Still. Oh, yeah. I love her more than anybody.
Not the new James Bond. Don't care about that.
Yeah. I mean, ish.
Ghostbusters is Stranger Things with a couple of cameos, right?
We don't know that. No, you're wrong. Nobody knows anything. Yeah. Like, the trailer has made it seem like Stranger Things, but, like, Paul Rudd's in it, and he's funny, and the old cast is supposed to... Nobody knows. It's been super secretive. And I was supposed to see it, like, July 18th, but here we are in masks in my stupid office.
And Top Gun, that is the first Top Gun, but with older people.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You don't know that? No, the kid. It's Goose's kids in it, supposedly.
Gosling?
No.
No, not right.
AJ, number
no,
three.
That's the name of the baby goose, Ashley.
I know. It was a joke, Phil.
And a good one.
Sorry,
boy.
We're screwing up your list.
I'm laughing on the inside. You would not
see,
be
right. Lincoln Tech's going to be pissed.
They're
I got
happy.
This list to do. Yeah.
God, all right, you don't even know what a Gosling is.
Number three. When am I getting this vaccine? So as I've mentioned on the show before, I'm not afraid of the vaccine. I hope it changes my DNA. I hope it turns me into Zac Efron. I don't care. But I want to know the date and the time. So I went to the New York Times. Have you seen the New York Times, like, vaccine? It tells you when, where you are in line.
Well, I know.
That's New York Times, though.
Well, New York Times.
There's one for Connecticut. Ashley was supposed to send it to me.
What is it?
So I did it for Connecticut. I did the Connecticut one. And I'm, like, number 287,000 in line.
How'd you get that number?
You're the last in line. The category's called 18 and over.
You're like Ronnie James Dio, the last in line.
I would like this to be more structured where they give me a time, like April 12th at noon, April 5th at 7 a.m., whenever. I just want to know when. I don't want to be like maybe June.
You want a text alert?
Yes, I would like that. So take all the names of the people and just give us times. That seems like a great job for somebody. We need to hire new people. Hire somebody to do this. So it would be like Chaz, Tuesday, May the 7th at noon. Done. And then you get it via email.
I prefer 2:45. Thank you.
You don't get the pick.
That's bad for me at time.
But you guys should take this because it's funny to figure out where you are in line. I'm behind, like, prisoners and, like, random, like, other people. It's amazing.
Mine just says who?
There's healthcare workers, nursing home residents,
right.
Medical first responders. That's the first phase. Second phase, critical workforce.
None of these things.
yep. People 65 plus, high risk under 65. Prisoners, people who don't do
movies. See? I'm behind prisoners.
Right.
people who don't like movies.
Folks who shout really loud on the radio.
Over 18 right. And then loud people.
I'm like, after.
Right. I'm telling you, I'm like late June. I can't have my summer and birthday ruined by this again.
I'm
so
in the
no.
flubble department.
I'm making up a fake pre-existing condition. I'm sorry. I have the gout. Like, put me at the top of the line.
The gout.
I have the gout. Are you a grandparent? Right. What's wrong with
I
you?
I got the gout.
Number two, these dumb schools. So I know it's hard, and I know we're trying to figure things out, and the teachers are mad and all that, but I can't, on a Sunday night, get an email that says, hey, school's closed tomorrow because the custodian got it. Or, like, my daughter has to live in a bubble for 2 weeks because the lunch aide's kid has it. There has to be a different way. So we either, A, ride the lightning, and we just keep it open and figure it out, or we say, F it, and shut them all down. Right. It's one of the two. I can't have this Tuesday afternoon email nonsense that says, there's no school Wednesday, go figure it out. But wait, I have to work. Oh, we don't care. Good luck. Like, I can't do it anymore. It's making me crazy. Clearly.
Couldn't tell.
I can hear the vein in your forehead.
Right.
He's running out of breath. He's yelling so much.
It's probably you really want to solve
Phil, it's because I have a pre-existing condition. I have a lung problem.
He's got the gout.
It's a gout.
You have to grab that clip. We have to play it for the governor Friday when he calls in.
All right. Yeah.
And number one, the number one thing that I just want straight answers on, am I safe or am I not safe? So the CDC this week changed the rules and said you need to only quarantine for 7 days if you're exposed. Now, it was 14 days, so what happened? Like, how have we changed the goalposts a year later?
The
now
virus
it's
got
7
weaker.
Days? Like, how did we just figure this out? It's stupid.
Didn't the
so
virus
I don't know
weaker?
When I'm infected or not.
Thanks, that's Lincoln it. Tech.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.